insider behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. I'm your host for the day, Mr. Mark Asper, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, where we make Captivate.fm, as well as podcast websites, the managed WordPress platform for podcasters, and Podcast Success Academy and the interaction startup Podactivity. I'm here today to talk to you about our Captivate Websites version 2 release that we are releasing right here today. It's an absolutely badass release. It's a huge, huge, huge upgrade, and I believe it turns Captivate's inbuilt automated websites for podcasters into the most powerful websites provided by any podcast host on the planet. Now, you might be thinking, well, Marco, all right, I could just use WordPress for my website. Well, of course you can, and that's not what we're trying to replace with this. Okay, in fact, we actually run a WordPress platform called Podcast Websites for those entrepreneurial-minded, those personally brand-minded, those podcasters that want to scale a website in a way that suits them specifically. That's what WordPress is great at. However, sometimes as a podcaster, you just want to create a really good-looking, really good site for your podcast that includes functionality that allows you to do so much more than just a basic list of episodes. And you want that to be done quickly, easily, without any design skills, without any worry, and you want it to look professional and high quality. And that's what Captivate Sites does. And I truly believe what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to reveal to you, turns Captivate Sites into the best option for creating a podcast website in just a few minutes. So, we've been building websites for years. That's my background. I owned an agency for 10 years where we built websites for all sorts of brands across the world. We built digital platforms. We built software for all sorts of brands. Bosch, we built things for Adobe. We built things for massive, massive brands. And of course, entrepreneurs and personal brands just like you, the ever-present podcaster. And when we started to build podcast stuff in 2015, we decided that we'd wanted to do everything that we'd done previously, badass website design, really, really good quality conversion optimized work, things that help you to grow a personal brand. We wanted to bring all of that into podcasting. So when we launched Captivate, the websites that we launched with looked great, all right? In fact, our internal design team, we designed not just one design for the Captivate site that you'll see on sparkrebellion.com and on serve.vet, wherever you'll find a Captivate site in the wild. We actually designed 3 layouts, and they all worked responsively. So they work on a phone, they work on an iPad, and so on and so forth. But we only released one when we did version 1 of Captivate sites, because obviously, well, frankly, we were launching Captivate, there was a lot more to do as well. So Captivate sites have always looked good. They've always been easy to set up. But with Captivate sites version 2, what we wanted to do was make it easier for you to do the things that you would expect of a quote-unquote proper website. So a website that allows you to build a personal brand and allows you to engage with your audience a lot more. So we've made Captivate sites absolutely fantastic now. Okay, so version 2, this is what we are releasing. 2 brand new designs, 2 brand new click, select and apply layouts. We've got a sidebar layout, which looks much like the template that we've got now, but with a sidebar, which looks amazing. It works really, really well responsively on your mobile device. And we've got a centrally aligned layout for those of you that are a little bit more edgy. I really like that one personally. I think it's my favorite one. So we've got 2 new layouts. We've also got the ability, and a big thank you to Jack for the suggestion and the patience on this one. We've brought to you the ability to order the episodes on your website independently of your RSS feed. So on the RSS feed, let's assume that your episodes are listed newest to oldest. We've given you the opportunity to list them on your website, oldest to newest. Some people might not want that, but some people do. We know that because we've been asked for it, okay? So it's a really, really great way of doing it. And what we've also done is we've upgraded Captivate websites to draw the episodes from our Captivate API. So they don't use the podcast RSS feed to get the episodes, they use the API, which means that if you've got your RSS feed set to 300 episodes, and, you know, which is a recommendation in Apple Podcasts, but you've got 350 episodes in your podcast RSS feed, it doesn't matter. On your website, you will see 350, all right? So it's really quick, works really, really well. We've also brought to the fore the idea that you can create a pinned episode. So in your hero section, the bit where people see above the fold in your website, you can now pin an episode to the top of your website. That is super useful for podcast trailers. That's what I use it for. Here's the trailer to my show. Go and listen to 90 seconds of me telling you why you should listen, then decide whether it's for you or not, all right? So it's a really powerful way of pinning an episode to the top into the hero image of your website. Next up, the team section. We've made it so that you, if you have a podcast team that works on multiple podcasts, as an example, I'm a host on several podcasts. My good friend, Mr. Gary Ayler, he's a host with me on Sparker Rebellion, but he also runs the Big Blue Box podcast as well, which is a Doctor Who podcast. If you've got a producer that works on three or four different shows with you, or if your producer works with other clients using Captivate, and you want to showcase that producer on your website, you can now override that producer or you or your co-host biography on a site-by-site, show-by-show basis, all right? So you have a biography in your account, and that's your default biography, all right? That's what I use right now. But if I wanted to override my biography and just have that in a more of a Star Wars angle for my Spark of Rebellion podcast, I could now go into my website settings, go to my team, go to me, click override bio, and it would allow me to override the biography just for that show, just for that website. It's really, really useful. We've also added search functionality, so people can now search your website for episodes pertinent to their interests. Again, using Spark of Rebellion, Star Wars. If you go to sparkofrebellion.com, when we talk about clones or we talk about The Mandalorian, if you search for The Mandalorian in the search bar, guess what? You are going to get the episodes relating to The Mandalorian. It's a really powerful way of pushing people through to your content. What we've also done, and I think this is the biggest thing that we've done, we have added support for email opt-ins automatically added to your Captivate websites. You can go now into your website settings, click the email opt-in tab and enable that. Now, what we've done with this is we've made this not like many of the other hosts, all right? So let's be clear. A lot of other hosts, if you look at some hosts' websites, I'm not mentioning any names, but if you look at them, they're usually just a list of episodes. That's all right, but what's the point, okay? Some hosts go a little further. They allow you to do things like a simple email opt-in. But we're marketers, all right? My job is a marketer. I'm a full-stack marketer. That is what I do. What's the point in having a website if you can't do anything with data collection, with permission-based marketing? So we've gone not one step further with the email opt-in. We've gone three steps further with the email opt-in. Let me explain, okay? You can now go to the marketing section of your Captivate dashboard and integrate with Aweber, our email provider of choice. And starting next week, we are going to be introducing other formal integrations, MailChimp, ConvertKit, Infusionsoft, ActiveCampaign, all of the above and more, okay? So the idea is that we build a library of supported email marketing providers where we just dial straight into their API and we allow you to send people to the right list using tags and so forth when they sign up for your newsletter on your website. However, we haven't stopped there. What if you don't use a supported provider? So you might be thinking, well, Matt, that's great. You support Aweber now. Guess what? You can now use any email provider by simply going to your email provider, copying the email subscription form that they give you to paste onto your website, coming back to Captivate and dropping the HTML into the HTML option. And we at Captivate We will clean up the styling. We will make it look pretty, and we will put that on your website. And guess what? You can also customize the title and the subtitle of your opt-in. So if you want to provide a newsletter, cool. Say, join my newsletter, and put a subtitle saying why they should join the newsletter. If, however, you want to support lead magnets, so you want to offer a PDF download, an ebook, or an image, an infographic, a course, whatever, we've built that in as well. You don't need to leave Captivate to do a lead magnet, all right? You don't need to worry about this. So here's how that works. You can now upload an image to your email opt-in, and instead of that opt-in being centrally aligned, when it sees that an image of an ebook or an image of a free course or something is present, it will design itself to look pretty and act as a lead magnet section on your website. But we didn't stop there. The last thing, which I'm absolutely loving, the library section on the left-hand side of Captivate, where you store your batch uploads for your audio. Guess what? That now supports PDF, JPEG, and PNG uploads. So that means that you can create an opt-in. You can upload it to your Captivate library, get the file URL of that PDF, link it to your email provider, and then redirect people back to that Captivate-hosted PDF to download that ebook, that lead magnet, once they've signed up to your email list, all right? This is huge. No more worrying about where do I put my PDF? Do I need to put it on WordPress and try and find the file type? Where do I put it? Where do I get the link from? All you need to do is Captivate and your email provider, and you can build an entire ebook lead magnet opt-in process directly within Captivate. You don't need to worry about anything else. This is just an unbelievable release, all right? I'm just delighted with it. And it's something that, you know, we've got through phase one of Captivate. Now we can start on the good stuff. We've released hundreds of features this year alone, but we're only just getting started. And our job is to be the growth-oriented podcast host. My job as a marketer is to help me to grow my businesses. And guess what? Everything that I do, everything that Kieran does, and Allegra, and Judy, and Danny, and Sam, and the rest of the team here at Captivate, everything that we do so that you can also grow, all right? So that's the release today, Websites version 2. It's huge. We've got masses of tutorials that Danny, Sam, and Rachel have been working on here on the help section of Captivate. We've got a big blog post that Rachel has put together explaining all of this in more depth. But this is podcast websites built into Captivate version 2, and it's epic, all right? So until next time, thanks for supporting us. Keep on growing, and please keep on captivating.